I would hope that there would be a sane national conversation on guns.
315 and 314 for a shooting at Century Theaters, 14300 East Alameda Avenue. They're saying somebody's shooting in the auditorium.
There has been no action, and there has been no action because there's been no action.
How far into the movie were we?
It was 15 to 20 minutes into the movie.
15 and 314,
there is at least one person that's been shot, but they're saying there's hundreds of people just running around. Somebody is still shooting in Theater Number 9. I've been hearing stuff, but people saying like there was an action scene going on when the shooting happened. There was no action scene. It was just Alfred talking to Bruce Wayne, and right towards that middle of that conversation, like, you just see like right side of the door, the exit door opens up, and then something comes up flying up to the air, then it hits like people like sitting down. And at first we thought it was part of the show, because, you know, we thought people were just trying to hype people up that it's the new Batman movie, you know, throwing stuff, because in the shadows it looked like it could have been a bat, like a toy bat or whatever. And then from there, right when that happened, there was an explosion, and then smoke was coming out, and then a weird smell was up in the...
Copy, somebody spraying gas.
15-6, we got another person outside shot in the leg, a female. I got people running out of the theater, they're shot in room 9.
Get us some damn gas masks.
And seconds later, you start hearing the gunshots.
Seconds later, I was hearing fireworks. Like, it was a bam, bam. And I thought it was just fireworks part of the show. Maybe someone pulling a prank, but then I definitely did not think that once the guy next to me actually got shot.
You simply can't keep these weapons out of the hands of sick, demented individuals that want to do harm. And when you try and do it...
Yes, we got rifles, gas masks. Use the theater right now. I've got an open door going into the theater.
Does something that would limit magazines that can carry 100 rounds, would that infringe on the constitutional right?
I believe so. You know, people will talk about unusually lethal weapons. I mean, that could be potentially a discussion you can have. But the fact of the matter is, there are magazines, 30-round magazines, that are just common all over the place.
I got 7 down in theater 9. 7 down.
Copy. We'll notify fire. 7 down in theater 9.
Yes, it's watching the movie, and then we were all just watching, looking at the guy, and then it was a shock to see, like, the guy actually got shot. Like, blood splattered right here, and it was just crazy. Like, at appearance, I didn't know what to do, but somehow I grabbed my little sister. I grabbed her, then we just go down on the ground, hiding below the chairs. And the guy's just standing right by the exit.
This really is an enormous problem for the country, and it's up to these two presidential candidates. They want to lead this country. And they've said things before that they're in favor of banning things like assault weapons. Where are they now, and why don't they stand up? And if they want our votes, they better.
We may never understand what leads anybody to terrorize their fellow human beings like this. You know, such violence, such evil.
Our hearts break.
Is senseless.
With the sadness
it's
of
beyond
this
reason.
Unspeakable tragedy.
Another victim on the north side of the theater in the parking lot.
I'm being told that he's in theater 9. From what I'm smelling inside,
I stand before you today, like not as a man running for office, but as a father and grandfather, a husband, an American. This is a time for each of us to look into our hearts and remember how much we love one another and how much we love and how much we care for our great country. There's so much love and goodness in the heart of America.
This wasn't a Colorado problem, this is a human problem, right? And how we can have such a warped individual and no one around them be aware. You know, I worry that if we got rid of all the guns, and certainly we have so many guns in this country, and we do have a lot more violence than many other countries, but even if he didn't have access to guns, this guy was diabolical, right? He would have found explosives. He would have found something else, some sort of poisonous gas. He would have done something to create this horror.
This is now considered to be the worst mass shooting in America since the Virginia Tech massacre in Virginia in 2007, when 33 people died.
It's the worst ever in a line of similar massacres. In the past 3 years, three major shootings. 2009, the Geneva Massacre in Alabama. 11 people were killed. They ranged in age from 18 months to 74 years. 2011, Copley Township in Ohio. One man with two handguns killed seven people in a family argument. April this year, a former student killed seven and injured three at a Korean Christian college in Oakland, California. Also in Oakland, but earlier this month, a shooting outside a movie theater. People involved were going to see the Spider-Man movie. This recent tragedy unfolded in Aurora, Colorado, not far from the site of another historic mass shooting.
The worst shooting in Colorado history, worse even than Columbine several years ago.
Another mass shooting killed one person and injured seven in a Toronto mall 2 months ago.
Our hearts are broken as we think about the families and friends of the victims of this senseless tragedy. Really, one thing I do hope people could keep, I mean, this is the act apparently of a very deranged mind. This is a safe city and a safe state and a safe country. And we need to recognize that we can't allow people that are aberrations of nature to take away the joys and freedoms that we enjoy.
His criminal record, nothing more than a speeding ticket. He was a PhD candidate with a mother who has experience as a mental health professional. So much of the Aurora shooting suspect's profile doesn't seem to fit the destruction he unleashed in that theater.
24-year-old James Holmes grew up in a suburb of San Diego. His neighbors describe him as shy, an intelligent person who largely kept to himself.
The North County Times reports Holmes spent at least part of his childhood in San Diego, where neighbors say he was a typical American kid, but quiet and without many friends. Holmes grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood in Torrey Highlands. A neighbor described James Holmes as happy, nice,
the gunman
had dyed his hair red and called himself the Joker.
No one in the community seems to have had any inkling at all that there was something terribly wrong with this young man.
Absolutely not. He appeared to everyone to be very normal, an intelligent guy. He was a student, came here a couple of years ago from California. He was taking classes at the University of Colorado Medical Center. He just, by every standard, appeared normal. Clearly, there's something wrong here.
Did he
there's
have friends? Did he make connections? Had he put down any roots in the community?
He did have friends. He had made connections. He had people he went drinking with on Friday nights. And all the comments to date are normal guy.
Person. He's just aiming everywhere, trying to hit as many people as he can.
Was he saying anything?
He was not saying anything at all. He was completely quiet. He was just firing while everyone was like jumping over seats, crawling away, just trying to escape, you know, just trying to survive like the horrific event that was happening.
And the movie keeps playing as far as you can tell?
To be honest, I don't remember if the movie was playing. All I remember was like I was down on the ground. I was...
never know fully what causes somebody to take the life of another. We do know what makes life worth living.
In the coming days, we'll surely learn more about the lives that have been lost and the families that have been harmed by this hateful act.
The people we lost in Aurora loved, and they were loved.
We'll come to know more about the talents and the gifts that each victim possessed.
Sisters
and we'll come
to
understand the hope
and
the opportunity that's been lost.
And neighbors.
Our hearts break for the victims and their families.
And they had
we pray that the wounded will recover and that those who are grieving will know the nearness of death.
Our time here the reminder is limited and it is precious.
Life is very fragile.
And what matters at the end of the day is not the small things. It's not the trivial things which so often consume us and our daily lives. Ultimately, it's how we choose to treat one another
today we feel
and how we love one another.
Grief, but perhaps also of helplessness. But there is something we can do.
This really is an enormous problem for the country, and it's up to these two presidential candidates. They want to lead this country, and they've said things before that they're in favor of banning things like assault weapons. Where are they now, and why don't they stand up? And if they want our votes,
there has been no action. And there has been no action because there's been no outrage out there.
You simply can't keep these weapons out of the hands of sick, demented individuals who want to do harm. And when you try and do it, you restrict our freedom. You restrict our freedom.
15 and 314, there is at least one person that's been shot, but they're saying there's hundreds of people just running around. Somebody's still shooting inside theater number 9.